Proclamation number 7178 of 31st of July, 1958. Explanation for the great spiritual blindness of people. What my spirit proclaims to you can lead you to brightest light if you, too, are of awakened spirit, i.e., if you want to receive truth from me myself. If you not only let it resound at your ear but let it deeply move your heart and thus let the spirit within you speak, which will give you the right understanding for everything that comes to you from me. However, my working of the spirit in you is indispensable, otherwise you will only be dead forms, even though you appear to be alive on earth. But it is not the right life, for this can only be where I am myself, where my spirit can fill you. You must make this distinction with people, some of whom can rightly be called human larvae because they lack all spiritual life and are only active as far as their vitality allows them to be, but they only use it wrongly and thus make the state of death even more worrying, for it can take eternities before they find their way out of this state into life. A bond with me must be established as a human being which enables my spirit to flow into the human being. Thus the bond between the spiritual spark in the human being and the eternal Father Spirit is to be established, which will then also transfer the soul from the state of death into the state of life, which lasts forever. At the beginning of your embodiment, you humans knew nothing about what you were, what you are, and what you shall become again. But I take care that such knowledge is imparted to you, even if it is now up to you again how you adjust yourselves to such knowledge. But you are blessed if you don't close yourselves off to such impartations, if you think about it yourselves. If you give the spiritual spark within you the opportunity to express itself, which is already accomplished by your will alone to experience something according to truth. And truly, every person could muster this desire for correct knowledge, no person would need to live in spiritual darkness, for the heart's smallest desire will be taken into account and the spiritual spark will be prompted to express itself as a result. But the fact that so few people have the serious desire for truth is indifference towards their own earthly existence. It is a disregard for the grace of embodiment as a human being, for which the human being will one day be called to account, because he was also given the gift of understanding by me, which he truly should also use in this direction. According to the law of eternal order, certain conditions have to be fulfilled which allow the working of my spirit in the human being. Yet these conditions are not unfulfillable, but they require the human being's will. And the will is free. This is the whole explanation for so much spiritual blindness, where light could shine everywhere in radiant brightness. 7/31, 1958. But what causes you humans to reject the light is your own weakness of will or your spiritual arrogance. You believe yourselves to be superior to spiritually gained knowledge. You overestimate your intellect, even though you do not even make use of it to examine areas which lie beyond the earthly. The fact that the human being can never explore these areas by virtue of his intellect alone should nevertheless not prevent him from thinking about them, because then, depending on his desire for correct enlightenment, such can also be given mentally, which, however, cannot touch him without thought. And suggestions for this are given to him enough. Be it through conversations, through reading or through phenomena that are still inexplicable to him, concerning himself or the lives of fellow human beings. Yet a certain inertia of thought is present, especially in people who have devoted themselves to the world. Just such thoughts which concern the inner life of the spiritual world still hidden to them are annoying and inconvenient to them, and therefore every expression is made impossible for the spiritual spark in them, and spiritual blindness cannot leave them. But life as a human being is also lived in vain by them. The soul has gained nothing from its earthly progress. On the contrary, it has added another great sin to its sinful state. The misuse of free will, not having made use of all abilities and blessings as a human being. And this sin can also earn it a renewed banishment in a solid form if it does not still attain a small light in the beyond through the help of the beings of light or people's intercession and then still takes the path to ascent after all. But it was certainly not difficult to kindle the spiritual spark in itself during earthly life, as it is still possible until the end of life, because everything is done from my side to bring light to people. Even if they are unable to recognize it as light. But a good will can already be the cause that he feels touched by a ray of light, and then he will also follow the light and truly not be misguided. For my constant concern is to bring light to all people on earth and also to the souls in the beyond. I want to win the souls back for myself again from whom my adversary once took the light and therefore they are also kept in constant spiritual darkness as his share. And thus it will always remain a battle between light and darkness which will never cease until everything shines in the brightest light of realization again, until I will also be able to call that which once fell away from me mine, which will now live and work in light and bliss, in strength and freedom again, as was its original purpose. Amen.